Recording it. So this lesson is lesson number 90 called Lengthening the Arms While Sitting Cross-Legged. Today is February 22nd, 2017. But we're going to start in standing because we've been doing this for the last few weeks to just feel. And when you feel, it means don't change. So just feel how you're standing right now. So is the weight more on your heels, your toes, fairly even distributed? Are you more on one leg, one foot than the other, to the outside, inside, but don't move? See, if you move, you don't know, you just changed it all. Okay, so I give you in your head, I take you what to feel. And you gotta stay stationary. Because then it'll show up. And then where do you sense your back? So is there any discomfort in your back? Do you feel like you're too arched, too rounded? You don't know. Becky's looking at me like, what is she talking about? And then what about your shoulders? How do you feel your shoulders? So do your shoulders, are they forward? Towards the toes? Are they back towards the heels? Okay? We good? Okay. So now I'm going to have you raise your arms and I'll turn away from you. So you're going to bring your arms up and with your right arm, you're going to make a fist. And with your left arm, you're going to grab the wrist. So the elbows are slightly bent, okay? But you're going to start to pull on this right elbow, okay? Or right wrist. So that you start to lengthen the right arm over to your left, right? So I'm like making like a crescent moon. So what's happening is all along the right side, these are called your ribs, you're opening up your ribs down to your pelvis. Now here's the thing I really would like you to feel is, does your pelvis shift over to the right more to do this, or do you stay or go over to the left? So what that means is your pelvis involved coming over to the right, which lengthens the lower back with the ribs. Come back to center, rest your arms, and just see if you notice a big difference now on the right side. Do you somehow feel taller or more stacked, right? Pretty amazing, pretty quick, right? This is how important I've talked to you about your trunk, the ribs. You've got a funny look on you.
I was thinking actually feel longer. Is that what you meant?
Longer, but also more solid. Like something's holding me up, helping in the pelvis, these ribs. Okay, so now we're going to do the other side. Bring your arms up again. Make a fist with the left hand. With your right hand, you're going to grab that wrist, and again, you're going to start to think pulling up and over, and it's an arc, and again, you're going to watch for the pelvis. Can the pelvis lean a little bit to the left so that you really get a nice arc, opening the ribs and the pelvis? And then you come back. Bring your arms down. So what it's a feeling of is in here, Marlene, you're lengthened, but it's like somehow this is all lifted up. There's a space now. It's not collapsed on your pelvis. So you feel really solid. Does that? Is everybody following me? Do you feel that? Yes or no? You get that? Okay, so now you get what you do with your ribs most of the time. Right? So we've talked about, we've worked with this way, but there's this direction that we get collapsed. Right, Brigida? You know this very well. right? Okay? So we're going to continue this arm movement on the floor, but I wanted to start it in standing so that you understood what you're going to do. So now go ahead and lie on your backs. Legs long, arms long, down by your side. And what will be interesting is just to observe and notice how your rectangle shows up right now today after doing that in standing. Yeah. Isn't that amazing? You probably have a really nice rectangle. So, Becky, that rectangle means we put two dots behind each shoulder blade and two dots behind your buttock cheeks. And then you connect the dots, which makes a rectangle. And you sense how that feels to you. Okay, so let's begin by bending your knees, bringing your feet to standing. And we're going to just tilt or rock your pelvis a few times just to get things moving a little bit in the lower back and pelvis. So, Becky, what you do is you arch the lower back. You're fine. You don't have to look. You just listen. Probably our hardest skill to do is listen, isn't it? As we get older, especially. So you go from flattening the lower back to arching it. There you go, you're doing perfect. But see if you can arch it a little bit more, right? You've been over-instructed to flatten your lower back, haven't you?
Well, I also have a hernia disc, so I have to be
careful. Actually, somebody gave you wrong information. Unless you're the one in a million that you herniated the disc forward. So. Are you one in a million? Do you know?
No. All I know it's more comfortable to arch over than it is to arch back.
Because 99.9, because this is what I do for a living, okay? I'm like a very high-end PT. So 99% of the people, when you herniate a disc, it's because you're rounded like this. The disc, the vertebra open like this, the disc comes out, okay? One in a million does it ever come out this way. It virtually never. I've only seen one person in my career of 35, 40 years that it's ever happened to. So that's why I'm saying. So rounding like this, right, it opens that gap more, okay? Its chances of going out again is good. Now, when you go this way, it closes it. But you don't want to overdo it because you don't want to pinch it, okay? But you want to learn where neutral is. But doing this is the very thing that created it in the first place. So hopefully that'll help you. So yeah, so when you come forward, see if you can you go a little bit more? Does that hurt? Yeah. So this is a great movement for you, but don't overdo that. See, that's almost too much. This is a great movement for you to just work with that area and help it learn what to do. And so when it's herniated, do you know what that means? Did they say the word herniated or bulged?
Yes, but 100 years ago.
100 years ago. Okay, so pause and straighten your legs. So a herniated disc means that a little fragment actually got snapped off. Okay, a bulging disc means that it's bulging out, but it hasn't broken off. Now, sounds like the good news is you haven't mentioned anything down your leg. So that's the good news. Very often when the fragment breaks off, it wraps around a nerve and affects the leg, and they have to go out and clean it up. And then that affects the nerve because they're scraping. So the fact that it hasn't done that, it's floating around in there. It's probably already been dissolved in your body, but it just means that in that area, you don't have as much of a disc as you used to. It's good to be educated. Okay, After doing that, you're going to bend your right knee out to the side and bring your right foot up to your crotch. That's it. Remember what we did last week? And Becky, number one, leg the left leg's long. So your left leg stays long. That's it. And we worked with this last week. And then go ahead and straighten the right leg and just do that a few times. Right? So bend it up. Right? And see if your right knee... You okay with that, Becky? Okay. And I'll watch you to modify things. That's it. Okay. So... That's it. Now keep the right leg up there. Is that okay for you? Okay. Bring your arms above your head. And once again, you're going to make a fist with the right hand. Your left hand grabs the right wrist. And you're going to start to do that bending movement on the floor to the left. Right? And that will make sense with the right leg out to the side. So what you're looking for is opening the ribs. So, Nance, watch what you're doing with your head. When I say watch, that means observe, right? So you want your face to stay in this frame, right? So when I do this, see how I do this? I'm not doing this. Okay? So you got to watch every little detail that you're doing. Every little detail matters. Okay? So your head, right? You see my head in the space, right? See how my head goes? But do you see how my ears do not change relative to my arms? I'm not doing this, not doing this, not doing that, right? Pay attention. So you reach and you pull, and this whole side opens up. And then you come back to the center and you do it again. Reach, bend. You okay? You're in the best place. Oh. And go back. Brigida, isn't this perfect for you? The perfect class to come back. That's it. So see if, Bonnie, you can think a little bit more straight up and over. Oh. You had no idea you could do that much, did you? That's a lot, huh?
I got a stiff shoulder.
That's it, Beck. You okay, Marlene?
Oh, my left shoulder is sagging in like this.
Hey, no, don't let go.
Well, my shoulder is
acting
up.
Okay, here. No, see if you can, see if you can. There you go. Okay, come back. Straighten the right leg. Bring the arms down. See what happened to the right side. Is it like 2 inches longer now, right? You just keep on getting longer and longer, right? Then it makes you aware of how much compression goes on, right? We don't even know it. Okay, so we're going to try this on the left side, but let's first do a couple movements of bending the left knee out to the side, bringing the left foot up to the crotch, and then straightening. And everybody has one side, one leg that moves a little easier, right? So, Becky, this is a little tighter and harder, isn't it? That tells me about the back. My guess is it's more on the other side, that side. That's it. Now you bring it up to stay. You bring the arms above. It's the left wrist that makes the fist. You grab with the right. That's it. Let's see if I can help you too a little bit. See how this is. Is that okay?
Mm-hmm.
And oh, there. See, and this side's the side that's afraid about the pinching.
Mm-hmm.
So I think you herniated it more out to the side a little bit. Yeah. But this is just like what we do in here. It's very gentle, so we just approach things and back off so that your body gets an experience like, oh, I think this is doable again.
It's not so bad.
Right, this isn't so bad. That's it. Is that better, Nance, with that arm right? Yep, so see, how can you lengthen out, Lynn, right? This is the tough side. Mm-hmm. Ooh. And especially in here, right? Mm. Right, let that, yeah. There, you don't have to rotate, just think. Oh, let this hip come out, yeah.
I don't think I did it on the right side either.
That's it, you guys. Okay, one more time. Doesn't it feel so good? This is something that you can do on your own. It's safe. You know, I don't feel super safe like when people want to hang from bars and stuff like that. It can bunch up in your neck. This is safe. Okay, come back, straighten, and let's see how the left side feels now. Right, so these ribs, our trunk, is quite responsible for compression and congestion. Right, Marlene, we worked a lot on that yesterday.
Say, I think because you worked on it yesterday, I'm not feeling very much difference here.
You will as we go along. Okay, let's go back to bending the right knee out to the side, bringing the right foot up to your crotch. And now you're going to bend the left knee and you're going to lift the left foot and place it on top of the right knee. Open it up, right? It's like sitting cross-legged, right, on your back. So listen to the instruction. You lift the left leg, you put it on top of the right, but you open the knee. Yeah, see, I can really tell it happened on this side. So we're just going to gently work with. Everybody got that idea?
Like this?
Woo!
Or like this.
Okay, straighten your legs again. It's not that hard. It's not that hard. Listen, straighten your legs. You bend your right knee. You bring the right foot sole up to your kind of inner left leg crotch. You're going to bend your right knee out to the side. I mean left knee out to the side, just like you did the right. Lift the foot and place it on top, right, of the right shin knee, somewhere there. There you go. Sitting cross-legged. You're not supposed to say the I word anymore. That got right 20 years ago. We were told not to say Indian style anymore. Crisscross applesauce, right, when my daughter was in school, right? I think that's what it is. I just think that's so peculiar when that we're not supposed to do certain things like that. I don't know how you get offended, but I guess people do. Okay, undo it again. Let's try it again. Straighten again. Okay, Brigida, let's really try. Let's bend the right knee out to the side. Bring the right foot up to your crotch. And then bend the left knee out to the side. And bring that foot on top. There you go.
See, cross-legged, I don't put it on top. I put it on the rail.
Well, put it on top and let the legs open up. So, excellent. Now, bring your arms above you. And you're going to make a fist with the right hand. Get a hold with the left. And start to pull over to the left. That's it. Open those ribs and come back to the center and do it again. So for those of you, let's see. Well, you're doing pretty good. If you were to need something, it'd be like that. If you need something. Keep going over. That's it. Pull only over to the left. We'll get to the other side.
Mm-hmm. I'm feeling it the most in here.
And your back is arched. Remember, I said in this lesson we were going to lengthen your spine, opening your hips, because you guys are teaching me how much you need this for your hips. Mm-hmm. Come back. Okay, let's let it go and rest. Straighten your legs and rest. Right? Because eventually you should be able to cross your legs and have the knees evenly open. So, like Brigida, what you can do at home, you could play with this and put some big pillows under your knees and just in time let it open up. Because it's become so tight. So that you don't hurt yourself. Okay, let's try the other way. Let's just see if there's a difference for you. So that's it. You bring the left leg in first. Then you bend the right knee out to the side. Lift the right foot and put it on top. Open it up. And we got you all catty-cornered here. So I'm going to whoop there. Yeah. Okay. Bring your arms up. Make a fist with the left hand. Right hand grabs the left wrist, and you pull up and over to the right. So you're going to arc over to the right. Huh? Yeah. This is such a great lesson for you, because it's so much about separating the ribs from our pelvis. Opening up, that's it. That's it, Lynn.
So, Sharon, it feels, I guess it feels tight in here.
Mm-hmm.
So that's such a goodness.
So what's the question?
So I should be doing this a lot?
Yes. It would really help you. You know, because you work really hard there. Right? You're doing good with it, though. Yeah.
Really
tight. Yeah, if it's really tight, right, that means that there's a need for this. There you go. Come back. Let it go. Straighten out your legs, your arms. And bring some awareness back to your rectangle. How's the rectangle? Okay, so from here, we're going to add a movement, and it's a little funny to get to, but just listen, and we're going to play with it a little bit so you get the feeling, is to lengthen your neck. We've not done this before. So you're going to take your hands, and you're going to have your hands come around your ears, and you're going to grab your skull. But don't lift your head. So, you know, find, I like my thumbs in front, and that's it, right? And what you're going to think is you're going to think about lifting up. So up means where the mirrors are in the back of the room, right? Up is not there. You're going to lift up, top of the head, right? So you're going to pull your head off your neck, right? But you're not going to lift it. Don't lift it off the floor. Let your head stay down. Some of you are lifting there, so that's what it should feel like. Feel that?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to come around the room and give each of you the feeling, and then it's your job to recreate it. So your hands are not behind your head. No. No. Let me put them. No. Like this.
Oh, like that.
Okay, it's back to thinking of lifting with the ribs like this. And you're going to, no, don't lift up. I said no, do that.
Oh, okay.
I said you're going to lift this here.
Yeah, okay, I get it.
Okay, so you use this, yes, but don't tilt. Don't tilt, keep your head level. Don't lift, don't tilt. So don't tilt your head, don't lift your head. Okay, so put your hands there. Nope, put your thumbs where I said, like this, and think of your ribs lifting up like this to pull your head.
Ribs lifting up.
Yep, the ribs lift up to grab the head. Bonnie, you're doing it the best. You're doing great. Feel that?
Mm-hmm.
Pull your head off yourself. It takes some time to figure this out. You're okay. stay there. I'm just going to come around. So it's this kind of feeling, which is this kind of feeling. Pull up. Up is this way. Up is where the top of your head is, right? Up. If you're standing, up. Up is not in front of you. The ceiling is in front of you. Up is where the top of your head is. So think. So your ribs lengthen, your neck lengthens. Are you getting it? Okay, and when you get tired, rest. No, you stay there. That's it. You feel that?
Mm.
So pull that head. Pull these, don't lift your head. No fingers should be behind the head. The head is on the ground. Rest. You're going to try it again. It's not the easiest thing to do, but it can be one of your best friends. This would help your will help your back a lot. We're like lifting everything off your lower back. Okay, come back to it. Try it again. Right, like this is another one of those things, like if you've been traveling and you feel really squashed in your neck, right? You lie on your back and you think, I'm going to pull my head off my spine. And what's so important about this is that you doing it yourself is safe. And most of you that have seen me, you know it's safe with me. But what's a terrifying thing is some people have gone into traction and they put a device on your head. And when they take it off, guess what it does? Slams right back on your neck. You know, when you're gauging this, you can only do so much, right? But that's traction is very, very dangerous. Okay, rest it again. Now we're going to try it with your legs bent. So bring your knees up to standing like we started with. Bring your arms up again, and let's try one more time to pull on your head and lengthen your head. Is this a little easier now with your legs bent? Yeah, it is, huh? Remember, your face does not tilt. That means there's no movement between your chin and your forehead. So Becky number one, keep that controlled. You're tending to do this, right? It's straight up. See how there's nothing changing with my face? If you do this, you're going to shorten it. You're going to pinch in the back of your neck. Okay? So you have to really listen and feel. Do not let your face change at all. Excellent, you guys. Let it go and rest. Okay, so from here, we're going to come up to sitting like we did last week. So roll to your side, come up to sitting, and you're going to start with your right leg, and you're going to bend your right leg in, just like you did, right, on the floor, right? And then you're going to bend the left leg. Can you lift up the left foot and put it on top? Okay, we good? As best as you can, bringing your arms up, you're going to make a fist with the right hand. Left hand grabs the right wrist, and you're going to come over to the left. Opening the ribs, keep your head in the center. You're going to come back, and we're going to do it again. Same direction, over to the left. Right, so two things you can play with. One is to ask yourself, can I keep my right sit bone down? So can I really lift these ribs off the pelvis and keep that right sit bone down? Right, and then number two is, can I lean over to the left? And then once you lean over to the left, can you tell the right side of the pelvis to go back down? It's a really cool experience. So you can let the right side lift up, but then you pull it back down once you're all the way over to the left. Am I making sense?
Yeah.
Maybe I should face this way so you can see it, right? So here you are. So see, my right side wants to come up a little bit. Okay, no big deal. I let it come up. But now look, I'm going to take it back down. I went from here, take it back down. And you get a huge opening. Now come back. Just feel how sitting is. Now we're going to change the arms. So you're going to make a fist with the left hand. You're going to grab with the right. And now we're going to go over to the right. And you're going to see why the legs matter. Because this way, you almost feel like you're going to topple over. Isn't that funny? Because the right leg is below. So you really want to keep that left side engaged so that you don't fall over like this, right? Come back to the beginning and try it again. Great. Okay, let's let it go. Let's take a rest, lie on your back, straighten your legs. Rest, breathe. Notice your breath and your breathing. Okay, why don't we try coming up to sitting again? And this time we're going to bend our left leg. So bend the left leg first, right? Then the right leg, and then the right leg lifts up, comes on top of the left as best as you can, right? And then we'll start with the left side. So bring the arms up, make a fist with the left hand, right? Because it's the left side down. You're going to bend to the right. And again, that left side might want to lift up, and that's okay. Reach and open, and don't collapse over, right? It's an up, up. You're lifting up to get the ribs off the pelvis. And then pull that left side back down. Right? It's like getting all this space here when the ribs are just collapsed on the pelvis. It's something that you're not used to. Come back, and then you do it again. So you go up and over, right? I don't want you to be like this, a rag doll, okay? And that's not good for your neck. Excellent. Come back. We're going to change the arms. So you make a fist with the right. Grab with the left, and again, you'll see why it's so important which leg's up or not, because now when you go over to the left, you got to really be careful. You'll feel like you want to topple over, and then you got to pull that right hip back down, right? And when you pull that right hip back down, it opens the ribs more, and you're opening your waist. Excellent. Let it go, roll onto your backs, and rest. So now let's go back to the beginning of just bringing the right leg up and in, bringing your arms above you, make a fist with the right hand, grab with the left, right, and then you pull over to the left, and just see if there's a lot more opening going on. And is it easier for that right knee and leg to stay down to the floor? Feel that, Becky? It's getting better, slowly. So really, really, that's it, Beck, my chef. Open, open. That's it. Really get this lower area to bend and open. That's it, Brigida. Just keep coming over. See if you can stay there a little bit. And breathe. Right? Sometimes when we go to a place that's uncomfortable and not familiar, right, the first thing to go is your breathing. So pause there and breathe and then come back and then try it again. You're lifting those ribs up off your pelvis. That's it. So I think if this arm bothers you, just let it. You're so preoccupied with that. And then you're not getting it. So just with this side. But this is critical for you. Get those ribs off that pelvis. So pull with this arm. Just think, reach, reach, reach. You feel all that there?
Yeah.
That's what you need, and don't let this rule you. Okay, so if this arm needs to be there, so be it, okay? But just reach, reach, stretch. Come back to the center, straighten your leg and rest. Yeah, so if anybody else is having a lot of shoulder discomfort and you want to just, you can do one arm, right? You can do this, right? You don't need the other arm, right? So don't make yourself miserable because the misery takes over. You okay? Okay, so if you need to, if you're in that zone like Nancy, if you're not in that zone, then I would prefer you doing both arms. So let's bring the left up. Let's see how that is. Bring the arms up. The left hand makes a fist. The right hand grabs it. And grab the wrist, Marlene. There you go. And yeah, so the wrist gets into the armpit. Right? Feel the armpit. Right? There's so much congestion there, you guys. Deep in here, just lengthen, lengthen, lengthen. And when you think you've lengthened enough, lengthen some more. Right, just when you think you've gone far enough, lengthen some more. Get those ribs to open up, right? Separate from your pelvis. Beautiful, and that's it. Brigida, excellent. Do it again. Stay with it. And now, Brigida, pause there and pay attention to what you can do so that you match it on the other side. I know it's the other side that's the hard side. You know, there's something for all of us that's hard, right? So you just play with it in small increments. That's it. Okay, come back. Let's rest. Okay, so now we're going to come back, and so I'm pretty sure, Lynn, you can do this. Just go very carefully and listen to the instructions first. So now we're going to come back to what we did last week. You're going to start on your hands and knees, and remember the knees are wide. Come down on the forearms. So I think for you, Lynn, just start forearms. Knees are wide. Pivot. Right leg in first, then the left leg. Okay, put your head down, forehead on the floor, and your nose. Guess what? You're going to get a hold of your head now. And you're going to take your pelvis back as if you're going to sit, but then you're going to grab your head and pull it in the direction of the top of your head. So it's like you're pelvis is sitting down, and then with your arms and your ribs, you're moving your head away from you. Stretching out your spine. And And then you can alternate them. You can lengthen your head a little bit and then pause with your head and sit your pelvis back a little bit. Excellent. Okay, let's come up for a moment. Pivot the legs out. Pivot the left leg in first and then the right, because it matters. Why don't you just keep your legs straight? Do your head. Okay? Left comes in, then right. Think about sitting back. Right? So, Nancy, especially for you, you're doing great, but this particular position really helps open. Right? So you can go from being on your back and then come to this position, get all those muscles. And it's not a bad thing for you, Nancy. It's just that you, we all know you're this high-end athlete. Those, you work those muscles so much. They just need a break.
Yeah. So the end up just really tight.
Yeah, so this is a, so you just go from this position to on your back. This position. Right, so sometimes come out of that and rest on your, well, come back up. And then let's try this. Can you come back? Right, we did this last week. And just plop over to sitting. Voila! There we are again. Okay, so now let's try the head here. Here you are, right? You're thinking up, right? This is up, right? Whether you're on your back, so you know, part of this is learning spatial orientation with directionality, right? Up right now makes sense to you, okay? But when you're lying on your back, the top of your head is still up, right? This does not become up. You don't use the environment to create the relationship. You use you. Up. Lift that head, spine. Ah, feel how happy the belly gets. Excellent. Let it go. Oh. Now we're going to try it one more time. And when you let go this time, think of, can the ribs stay up? So you let go with the hands, right? But when I bring my arms down, you see, I'm still stacked here. I'm not a puddle of mush. Just feel that, right? That's what you learn to do when you're a child, right? That's why you see kids, like there was a little girl, I was in a store in the grocery cart, right? With her mom, and this is how she's sitting. Just perfectly erect and holding, you know, right? Trust me, you were there, right? It's just from a bad habit to become like this. So this is your way to get there again. Lift those ribs, up, 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 and now keep them up and bring the arms, and then turn your head now left and right. Oh my, isn't that nice? Feel how easy, Marlene, feel that range right now. Right? It's huge. Right? But if your neck is like this, like a turtle. Okay. Change over your legs. Let's do it one or two more times. This is my hard way. Once again, let's bring the head up. Or if you'd like to do the wrist, I'll give you the choice. If you want to lift, lengthen this way. Right? You can turn your hands away from you, or you can do the head. Options. And then you bring the arms down, but keep the ribs lifted. Beautiful, Nancy. Good. Okay, rest on your backs. Thank you. Okay, so from here, you're going to do exactly what you're doing, Nancy. You're going to one more time bend your right knee out to the side, bring your right foot in. Now bend the left knee out to the side and lift it on top. And let's just see if things have gotten a little easier. Great. Bring the arms above you. Make a fist with the right hand. Grab with the left. Grab the wrist. Pull over to the left. Just see if this is getting easier. And can the legs stay open and displayed? Come back to the center and do that just two or three times, opening the ribs, separating the ribs from the pelvis on the right side. Good. Come back. Lengthen your legs. Let's pause and rest. Okay, let's bend the left knee out to the side. Bring the left foot to the crotch, then bring the right knee out to the side. Lift up the right foot and put it on top. Sitting crisscrossed. Bring the arms up. Make a fist with the left hand. Grab with the right. Pull over to the right. Then come back. Just do that two or three times. Opening those ribs. Breathing. Excellent, you guys. And come back to the center. Lengthen your legs and rest. And then one more time, we're going to lengthen your head with your legs long, just because we've bent left and right. So now you know, remember the hands are never under the head. They're on the side, and you're pulling up. Right? Where's up? Remember, that's relative to you, not the room. So up is where the top of your head is. So think of the mirrors. You're lengthening your head off your spine. You're feeling the ribs lift. That's it. So it's really important to understand your orientation and your direction. One more lift, and then let it go, and let's rest. And as you're resting there, take a moment to sense your rectangle, the four points. Look how long your rectangle became today, right? It's probably one of the longest it's ever been. Maybe you're like really a true rectangle, right? Where the sides are super long and then the top and the bottom is much smaller. My guess is most of the time it's a more squatty rectangle. Roll your head a little bit to the left and right and just feel the quality and the ease of rolling your head now. Excellent. Okay, we're going to just continue this in standing for a moment. So taking your time, roll to a side, come up to standing. Don't be too surprised at how you feel when you come up.
5'8".
Yeah.
Yeah, quick, get it measuring.
You're all going to feel, right, so much taller. But just feel how that whole rib cage area is holding you up. And then how much more evenly distributed your weight is over the entire foot, right? Your feet. How are you doing, Becky? Good. Right? Doesn't it feel great? It's like, what lower back? What neck? Right? Like, you don't notice them because there's no compression there. Right? right? Feel how light you feel, right? Because you're standing from your in the socket down, but from here up, it's just like, whoa, right? We could just walk around and feel like this all the time, right? How wonderful would that be, right? So just take it all in. Maybe walk a little bit, see how walking feels.